Yesterday we learned that Mamashkin and Al Tzedakah till the Berev Shabbos, and the Nachum brought a Machlokes to Tzais Tesivus and Siman Gimel. If the halacha that Kofin Al Mitzvus is a din, a Bezin Dikadin, which is the Shita of the Tzais, that only Bezin has the power to force people to do mitzvahs, and a yachid has no business trying to force someone else. And the Nesivus disagrees, and the Nesivus says that any time one yid sees another yid about to do an Avera, it's his job, as best he can, to do whatever he could to stop him. It didn't involve hitting him or forcing him. And the Tzai said that I made it to you, Lafushe Meisura. I'm oided to the Nesivus. This is what he wrote in the Mishnah of the Nesivus. I'm asking to you by Lafusha Meisura. If you see somebody doing an Isser, you're even allowed to hit him to stop him. You have to be careful because he might hit you back. But Halacha allows you to try to hit him to stop him. And but Al HaMitzvus, the Tzai says you can't. If someone's not building a sukkah, you can't hit him to force him to build a sukkah. And the Siva says that if it's constructive, if it'll help, you could always be kaifala mitzvahs. This is the machlaikis of the Tzais and the Nesivus. There's a Sefer Chemdas Yisrael from the author of the Klichemder, Meir Dan Platsky, has a Sefer Chemdas Yisrael. And there, in Mitzvah Yud Zayin, he explains the lumdis of the machlaikis of Tzais Nesivus. They're arguing what the din of Kaifin Ala Mitzvahs comes from. This din that we find in the Gemara, that you could force somebody else to do a mitzvah, a person certainly could force someone else to do a mitzvah. Is it a din, what he calls a din of a knas v'einish? It's a din that Bezdin could give einshin. So why do you have to wait till someone does an aveira to give an einish? Beforehand. Someone doesn't want to do, so it's part of the Kayach of Bezdin, or the Kayach of Knas for Einshim. That's how the Tzais understood. That it's part of the Kayach of Knas or Einshim that you're doing. And the Sivis holds, it's a din Arvus. It's a din that you're supposed to do your friend a favor. If you see a friend being nichshol in failing to do a mitzvah, so if you're his good friend, so you force him. See, he's coming late to Seder. See if we can hit him for that also. That was the same. The Kaifan Al Mitzvahs, that you can force him. You can do it. If you're a good friend, so you do it out to Arvus. If it's an Arvus Bikadin, then the Nesivus is right. And what? To women also. The Mitzvahs Demachulia, obviously. There's Arvus to Nashim. There's a Russian brachis that says there's no Arvus to Nashim, but that means under mitzvahs they're not mechuyim. But I've also learned the Rush differently. But anyway, wherever there's a din Arvus, that's where it applies. So the Chevnis Yisrael says he has a raya to the Ktzais. Because the halacha is, as Tosis brings, that a mitzvah saseh shemat nschor b'tzida ain't kaifim. If there's a mitzvah saseh that the Torah says on that mitzvah a matan schar, a mezuzah, it says l'man yirbu yameichem. If the Torah says l'man yirbu yameichem, then Bezdin is not kaif on that mitzvah, because the Torah already stelled avek a sort of a knas or an einish, that if you put up a mezuzah, he's zeichet to yirbu yameichem. That somebody who doesn't have a mezuzah, so he's missing that. He has a certain knas v'ayinish. So what's the pshat that a mitzvah seishem and schar v'tzida we're not kaifa? It only makes sense if it's a knas v'ayinish din. If kfi is a din that Bezdin counts people to do mitzvahs, all right. So the Torah counts it, Bezdin doesn't count. But if it's an arvus din, like the Nesivus, Chemnitz Yisrael says he doesn't understand if it's a din that you're supposed to do things out of chaver, so then why not be kaifa even on a mitzvah shemat matan schar b'tzida. With this chab, first of all, the Chemdes Yisrael paskins like the Ktzais, but he has such a geshmak of pshat. This is the Chemdes Yisrael style of he has such a gvaldig pshat in the Gemara. He brings a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Amid Beis that L'chayra is a Mefarish Gemara like the Nesivas. Gemara says that there was a person that was not Mekayim Kibbut Avayim. So Kafsuhu Rami Bar Dekula, one of the Amiroim, was forcing him. They were forcing him to be Mekayim Kibbut Avayim. So the Gemara says the other Amiron told him, Shafkul, leave him alone. Dava mitzvah saseh, shemat nschara b'tzida. Kibbut Avayim is the mitzvah saseh for which we're promised Arichas Yamin. And therefore, don't force him. So Posh Pshat in that Gemara is a riot to the Nesivis that a Yachid could force. Because it says, Kafsay Rami Bradi Kula. It says a person's name. It doesn't even say Rav Rami. It says it was a person that forced him. And they only stopped him because it was Matan Schar B'Tzida. But otherwise he would have been right. So it's a riot, a Yachid could force other people. This is the riot to the Nesivis. So listen to how the Kli Chemda answers. He says, no, it's not a riot. Rami by the Kula, when he forced him, he held like the Nesivis. That's an Arvis Nikodim. So therefore he was forcing him even on Kibbut Avayim, which is Matan Schar B'Tzida. But then the other Amiram came and they said, Shafku, leave him alone. Because it's a mitzvah saseh Shematan Schar B'Tzida. And since by mitzvah seisha matan schar b'tzida we're not kaifa, so you have no business being kaifa him. The says for two reasons you have no business being kaifa, because even a bezdin is not kaifa matan schar b'tzida. And second of all, the fact that we're not kaifa matan schar b'tzida is a raya that it's a bezdin dikadin. Rami bar Dekula, when he was kaifa him, he didn't know this. He thought even a mitzvah seisha matan schar b'tzida you force. So that's the whole Chemdes Yisrael. He's saying that if you hold it's an Arvus Dikadin, it's all mitzvahs. If you hold it's only a Bezdin Dikadin, so it's only mitzvahs, that's not Schar B'Tzida. So Rami Bar Dekula is Hav Amina, where he thought that a Yachid forces, and he also thought even it's not Schar B'Tzida, it's an Arvus Dikadin. So they came along and they told him, Shafku, it's not true. And a Matan Schar B'Tzida you don't force. Not an Arvus Dikadin. And a Meila Yachid doesn't force either. It's both part of the Maskanas HaGemara, the way the Chemdes Yisrael learns the Gemara.
But according to the Ktzais, it doesn't make a difference in this case that it's a Matan Schar B'Tzida.
According to the Ktzais,
it doesn't make a difference in this case because he was a Yachid.
So he can't do it no matter what.
Right.
So they were trying to prove to him that a Yachid can't do it. But they were bringing a Raya, because that was the whole time this he saw his Raya to the Ktzais. The Raya to the Ktzais is, since you see on things that are not Schar B'Tzida, you don't force. So Akarchuk is not an Arvus Dikadif. Akarchuk is a Knas Vaynish Dikadif. Because that's the only reason to have an exception for something the Torah gave a Knas Vayn. Akaparim the Chemdes Yisrael paskins, like the Ktzais, there's a Chum Nechsam Sefer, Chayshemishba Kuf Ayin Zayin, Tzais Gimel, where he passed his life to Nesivis. He has a Lashon that when the Gemara says, Bezdin is Kaifa, Lishna Da Alma Nakat. It's loved after. But really, any Yachid could force. And there's a Tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov, Chela Gimel, Tshuva Lamed Ches, as to whether you're allowed to steal from someone to stop him from doing an aveira. I mentioned yesterday, sometimes it could happen, a person is at work, and in the refrigerator at work, his Jewish friend has a ham sandwich. So you go over to the refrigerator, take out the ham sandwich, and throw it in the garbage. I don't know what to buy instead. I'll buy Danish instead. I'll share with him his lunch instead. Are you allowed to steal? Are you allowed to be able to signify in order to stop someone from doing an aveira? So the Shos Yaakov is Mesopik. He says we find, where do we find the Chumash? Huh? Rachel, the Rachel stole the Trafim. What was Rachel's hetzer to steal the Avodah Zarah from her father? So Shos Yaakov, that's the Shos Yaakov is Mesopik. Shos Yaakov says, L'chayr, it's a Rai from Rachel. She stole the Trafim. How is she allowed to steal it? It's a Rai, you're allowed to steal from someone who shouldn't do an Avera. What? Was she punished for the stealing? Possible. Because the Medrash does say she was punished. But the Medrash seems to say, Avkibet Ave'eim. But the Shos Yaakov is a Mesopik. He says, maybe an Avodah Zarah, which is also Bahanah, has no value. It says it has no value. So if it has no value, you're allowed to steal. But he's Mesopik if by B'nai Nayach it's also Bahanah. No. Pasha says it has a value for B'nai Nayach. They can be Mevatel and use it. So it's not such a good terrence. But anyway, the vice president of Shos Yaakov, that he passes like the Nesivus. That a Yachid could be Kaifa, he's Mesopik on Geneva. So you have the Nesivus and the Sam Sefer and the Shos Yaakov, that's a pretty strong lineup. That a Yachid could be Kaifa ala Mitzvahs. He's taking away cigarettes from a camper. Yeah, I guess that'll be an
example. Is he Kaifa on his, the way he holds things, or the way, maybe as we make all referring to the way the other guy can hold?
If there's a shita, the other person to rely on, you're right. I'm talking where there's no shita to rely on. When he's doing an aveira, that's an aveira l'chala shita. That's an aveira l'chala shita, then it could be kaisha. The problem is, if you're going to be mefarsim in such a heter, everyone's going to take the law into his own hands. He'll decide what's right and what's not right, and it'll make problems. But for part of the din, you should know there's such a din. Like, three Gedalei HaPaiskim, Shos Yaakov, the Sivus, and the Sam Sefer, that a Yachid could be Kaif ala Mitzvahs. Now, Lafusha Meisura, the truth is not even a Machlaikis. Shos Yaakov maybe is not even a riot. Shos Yaakov is talking about Lafusha Meisura. And the Erech Tzais was Maida, Lafusha Meisura, that you could do it. If you see someone doing an Isser, you could certainly be Kaif. It's only to get him to do a Mitzvah, that's a Shaila. Get him to do a Mitzvah, so that's... Srarala Tzibur, I don't know why it's not on the Tzibur, that's why it's on the Yachid. I know somebody as an employee told the employee that if he doesn't daven with minyan every day, he's firing him. He said, do you want to work for me? If daven with minyan 3 times a day, if not, you get fired. So the person has a time, what does that have to do? I'm doing a good job. So Igrada told him that he feels that if his employee is daven with minyan, he'll have more atzlach in his business, and it's a k'tanai of his thing. But he's allowed to be Kaif ala Mitzvahs, according to the Sivus. What? No, Srarala Tzibur, every Tzibur is many Yechidim, but it means you're appointing him to go around to collect. Okay, there's one more major issue here on this Amid. That's Taisus Achbei. Tosis has a kasha that tzedakah is also matan svar b'tzida. In Taina, the perakal abasa ha'ama kovitz is aseisha matan svar k'suv b'tzida ein b'ezah shemata b'usar en alav. V'gabi tzedakah tzivki b'sayach tefes yad chalayim tzivki b'glal adav azeh yivarechecha. Tosis has a shtark a kasha. How could you force tzedakah? Tzedakah is also matan svar b'tzida. So Tosis has four terutzim. The Shidduch Bebetzah says a fifth teretz. And after all five terutzim, the Ketzais comes along with the time. Now listen to the Ketzais. Ketzais has a bunch of terutzim why Tzedakah is different, why Bezdin is different. The Ketzais, the Simur Reis Tzadik, Sifkat and Gimel, says that there's a Shibud Nechasin on Tzedakah. When the Tzibor is puts an obligation of tzedakah on every member of the tzibur. Tzedakah money is money that you owe. It's meshuvit. It's like a chayiv. It's like you owe someone money. So zaktik tzais, you know why kaifan ala tzedakah? But kaifan ala tzedakah, not medin kaifan ala mitzvahs. But medin kaifan letashlum echayiv. You owe money. 1 second. You owe money. And because you owe money, therefore, Bezdin forces, everybody always forces people who owe money to pay. So, Mimela, that's the reason he says that Tzedakah is a shibud kesef, it's a real chayiv. And when you have to give tzedakah, you're mechuyif to give the tzedakah. Your money is meshubid. And just like we find by Pidyon HaBen such a thing. By Pidyon HaBen, if a person refuses to be paid to his son, Bezdin is Yaril in the Chasa. And even if he sold karka, it's meshubid, you go to his karka. So he says the same thing by tzedakah, that Yaril in the Chasa, it's a din chayiv mar. That's the Ktsaisis Chiddush. What? How much money? So today, I don't know how you could say how much shibud mamad there is. But when there was a kehila and there was a knas on everybody that they had to pay this amount for tzedakah. So then that amount was considered a shibud mamad, a shi'ah chayv mamad.
You can't say it's the gemara. You're charging them 400 sukkot. It wasn't the price for the family out of here. You can charge them because you're rich. You have to give more. That
is no
kiyamon. That's
just taking
the percentage of income that then you could. But
surely
here
it's
the same. Give me a round number. Give me 400.
All right. Okay. So wait a second. The stipler, the Kilas Yaakov Sinuches, is bothered that the Ktsaisis Teretz is so logical, and the Rishonim give five different Teretzim, and they don't say this Teretz. Ktsaisis goes through four different Teretzim, and the Shita is the fifth Teretz. In other words, they're struggling. I told you once. If Tosfos says four terutzim, it means no one teretz is clear. Because if it's a klar teretz, all the Rishonim say the same teretz. That means they're struggling to answer how you kaifan tzedakah. And no one says there's a shibud nechasim. If I say there is no shibud nechasim, why? Why shouldn't there be?
If so, then I just turn on money before giving this tzedakah because they haven't come to collect it yet, and I made a profit, and that means part of that profit also goes to tzedakah.
Let's say you owe me money. And you don't pay me and you invest the money and make a profit. Does that profit belong to me? No, that's also shibud. The word shibud is not ownership. Shibud means a lien. There's a lien on your profit. But you're right, it makes profit. You don't have to piss it off. So the question is why there shouldn't be. It is a chayv. So Stipler suggests that the reason there's no chayv is because it's mamin she'in le'tayvin. He brings the Gemara elsewhere that mamin she'in le'tayvin is no one ani that could be tayveyed. So duck is mamin she'in le'tayvin. Mamin she'in le'tayvin doesn't have a din of a chayv. I pidyon haben, he says pidyon haben, it's talking about makirei kahuna. There's a halacha that if someone gives all his matanas to a kayin, the kayin could be tayveya. So he says by mamin she'in le'tayvin, there's no din Shibud Chayv, like we find by someone, by has truma, he doesn't want to give it to a Kayin. Nobody can be Teveyat because it's Mamish Shein Leitayvin. So this is his suggestion. That's why it's not a Shibud. But then he writes that there are two dinim by Tzedakah, the Stifler writes. There's one din, the minimum that everybody has to give. If an ani comes to you, you have to give him a minimal amount. There's a minimum you have to give. And then there's meiser, ish kefi ashrei, that you have to be meiser according to the amount of money you have. So Stifler wants to make shalom between the ktsais and the other rishayim, and the rishayim. So he says, on the small amount of money that everyone's mishubit, the ktsais is right. That there's a shiva, there's a chayv. The small amount that everybody has to give, let's say that all the aniyim in town should have breti. Let's say that's the minimum. So that amount is a shibud like a chayv. The haysafa, that if you're rich you have to give more, that haysafa is what Tosfos is talking about. The Stifler brings a beautiful raya from the Dibur HaMasel of Tosfos. Look at the Gemara. In the last narrow line, the Gemara said, Memashkin and Al Tzedakah. You force people to give tzedakah by taking a mashkin. Two lines later, it says that ki hadarav achbei l'rav nasa barami yishokim le'arba me'azuzi. Well, where does Tosfos ask his kasha? Tosfos doesn't ask his kasha under the words of a mashkin el tzedakah. He doesn't ask his kasha until the story of Rava achbei l'rav nasa barami arba me'azuzi. He gets his kasha later. It's a mishmak. I'm the mashkin el atzdaka. on the minimum amount that everybody has to give. V'mashgarat tzedakah. That Tzais said no kasha. It Tzais is right. It's a shibud of a chayv. Later, when it says achvei l'Rav Nosson to give 400 zuz, so there, where it's the haysafa amount, the haysafa amount, the Tzais is here. So how could you force the extra amount? That's not a chayv. How could you force that? So the Meila Tzais has this kasha. It's very geschmack the way the stipler learns it out. Rather, there's a different stipler. In, I think it's Chagiga, Asechtas Chagiga. There are only a few stiplers. He has a very geschmacka piece there. If a person pledges tzedakah and he dies, do the Yarshim have to honor the pledge? A person, he called out money in the shul by an appeal, or there's a dinner coming up and he pledged money for a dinner, a building campaign, he pledged money for a building, and he dies. So do the children, are they obligated? Let's say he had money.
He died.
If he didn't die, so we pass in that Amir Alakavaya Kabasir Lahadi. That it's certainly an obligation. Can't be a Kenyan if you didn't say which money, but it's a chayv. It's his chayvus. So the stipler brings a tshuva sarama and the ktsais. This ktsais learns is a shibin lamin, and it's like every chayv. But in the tshuva, the Ramah chakna fakert. The Ramah said that you don't have to give it. The man died, you don't have to give it. Again, the ktsais holds that a shibin of tzedakah is a real chayv. You do have to give it. So what's shown in the Ramah's tshuva? Why shouldn't you have to give? So Stifler comes with a svara. I think it's a beautiful svara. He says the following. He says, a man pledged to give, let's say, $100,000 to tzedakah, and then he died before he gave it. Do you give it from his nechassim? That the Stifler, the Ramah's right, you don't have to give it. You know why? Because when he pledged to give $100,000 for tzedakah, was he getting anything for that? He was getting a mitzvah, a kiyum mitzvah saseh. People don't give away $100,000 just like this. He's giving away $100,000 because he wants to be mekayim a mitzvah. He wants to have schar in olam haba. If he died without giving it, so now you want that money to be given and he won't get a mitzvah of tzedakah. He's not mechoyev. He only made up that he's going to give $100,000 if he'll have mitzvah tzedakah for it. What? The chayv is a chayv. Well, whatever mitzvah he has, he had anyway. Whether now you give it or you don't give it, I make some chavshi once he's dead. Well, he wasn't mekayim. If you create a chayv, you're not mekayim the mitzvah until you give it. Is he mekayim for when he made the pledge? Well, until you give it, it's not a kiyum. Let's say someone pledges money in Tavshin Samazayim. He gives it in Tavshin Samaches. In which year does it go on the scale on his mitzvahs? I think in Tavshin Samaches, the year he gave it. He's not alive in Tavshin Samaches, so he's not going to get the, he won't have a mitzvah for it. What? He's a banazu, and you hold the Amir L'Gvay as a kinyan. So then it's kana, and you're right. But, if he just pledges it, so then it's a nice schar, I think. No, everyone doesn't like this. Everyone says, "What do you mean? If they'll give it, he'll get the schar anyway." Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the schar. He died. You know, everyone's very easy with God giving schar. Whenever we talk about, Hashem will give him schar anyway, right? It'll be Hashem will give him schar. Stipe says it's not that way. If you do the mitzvah, you get schar. If you don't do the mitzvah, you don't get schar. If you pledge money, hurry up and give it before you die. So your 120th birthday coming up, give out all your money, whatever you pledge, give away. What? So you get schar for causing someone else to do it. That's not the same as doing it yourself. So whose mitzvah is it? What? Says what? Is that why? Yeah. Yep, doesn't mean the father gets a scar. It doesn't mean the father gets a scar. So they have to give, just like any rich person has to give. The scar goes to the one who gives it. No? Not a real source. The Gemara says that they davened, you're me a davened, even if they lose money, you shouldn't come. Even though he said even when they give money, they shouldn't, it shouldn't come to real aniyim. But you don't get, if you lose a dollar and ani finds it, so you don't get schar for giving money to an ani. You can't even take it off your ma'aser money. So it's just mitzvah. If there was another opportunity, we had a machshava to do a mitzvah, you and then it's halayasa. Multiply you and then it's lost. I said it to him, it's there if there's such a thing. Anyway. Alright, this typo has more on this, but I think we have to move on. I just think with the same logic, the typo writes somewhere else, I don't remember where, that if they're making it, they're announcing pledges in shul, make an appeal, they announce pledges, and you're trying, you want to give $100. So, you know, you signal to the guy by $100, and he misses you. He misses you, your lucky day. So he missed you, and the appeal is over. You have to give the $100. It's a pashuk shak, you have to give it. You're b'machshava, we passed, and you have to give it. So I think this type writes that, no, because you only had a machshava to give $100, in exchange you'll get the covid that they'll announce that you're giving $100. That the deal didn't happen. You didn't get the covid that they're announcing you $100. Now, if you claim you're someone who doesn't care about the covid, then it's not a teretz. So you smile. You don't have to give 100. You need to... then it's still, it's okay. So somebody gave you free covid. But and more than that, even if you don't say anything, if they announce you're giving 180 and you didn't say a penny, also you bought the legame. What? You mean maybe the covenant is only worth a part of it, and you should give the rest? I don't know. Okay, let's see this. So, Magadit the Gemara, the fourth wide line: Hamaskilim Yasiru Kizaya Harakia. Those who think will shine like the shine of the heavens. Zadayin Shadon Din Emes LaAmitai. A judge who judges Din Emes LaAmitai. What is Emes LaAmitai? So Taisa says, "Bafuke din meruma." That sometimes it could be a din emes, but it's not lamitai. A false edim come and they tell you something, and a dayan kapaskin based on the edim, so it's emes hafi din, but it's not emes b'mitzias. So there's a grand mishlei who says emes lamitai, that is emes shel teira, and emes shel mili di alma. That to be a dayan in the bezdin, you can't take a dayan who knows the whole Chamishchum Shetayra and the Shishas and Mishnah and all the Shas and all the Arba Chalki Shulchan Aruch Baal Peh. If he doesn't know people, he doesn't know the Halach Yelach, the way people cheat and the way people talk, then he can't be a Dayan. He has to be a Dayan din Emes LaAmitai. I think if I recall correctly, the Mishlei wasn't in the shelf. I think he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says about a Dayan in Baru Lecha Hadavar Ke'achayscha Shiasura Lach Emar. The Torah has some an extra pasuk. It says a dayan has to be sure, just like your sister is asa to you. He says your sister is asa to you. The fact she's asa to you, you have to be a genius to know she's asa to you. But it means you have to know the mitzvahs, how to decide who's related to whom, who's not related to who. Well, who has a din? Is it a sufi and a shtuki? You have to know all the mitzvahs. So he says that that's emes lamita. You have to know emes and you have to know lamita. Somebody else that. What does Bezdin do if they know that the guy's lying and they can't prove it? So Bezdin has means at its disposal to schlep along the din. Bezdin has means to schlep him along and to try to get him to be invited, to question him. There's no limit how long Bezdin could question him. He could question the Edom forever. And Bezdin is supposed to there's an umdina that they're wrong. They're supposed to make the din didn't come out by amitai. That's what it's supposed to be.
They
can't pass the opposite, but they can schlep along. They could, they have to be. That's why they have to be not me and not you. They have to be just they have to be ga'inim in Torah. They have to be ga'inim in how to manipulate people and how to get people. That's emes lamitay. But tzdikei arabim kechachavim loyelavoyed elu gaboy tzedaka. Like stars, those are gaboy tzedaka. Mestisa tana maskilim yasiru kazeir akiyaz adayin shedan emes lamitay gaboy tzedaka. Tzdikei arabim kechachavim loyelavoyed elu malamdei tinaikis. People who teach children. There's a vart, I don't know who says it, that people who teach children are like kechavim. Kechavim, from here they look very tiny. But the emes is that they're gigantic and full of light, a star. Who? Rasha says it. And when you close up, you know a star is really gigantic. The same thing, if you have somebody who's a second grade rabbi, Melamdeki Nagis, you think, yeah, big deal. He teaches Alephes, he teaches a Chumash. But really, he's kechavim, he's somebody who's a chashev like a star. Kedayman, Amarav, Kedayim of Shmuel Bar Shilas, the Rav Ashkechelor, Shmuel Bar Shilas, the Habakkukai begins. He saw him taking a walk in the Gina. Amalai Shavakdei Lei Nusach. Why aren't you teaching? You're supposed to be with your boys. Amalai Chleisa Shnin Delei Chazili. He said, 13 years I didn't take a day off. Imagine that. For every 13 years he didn't miss a day. There was no jury duty then. Bahashtanami Daiti Yalavei. And don't think now I'm walking in the Gina, I'm thinking about how to deal with them. So that's why I'm walking in the garden. There's interesting Rishalmi says b'nei banav shel Haman limdu Torah b'nei Brak umanu Rav Shimon Shmuel Bar Shilas. So Shmuel Bar Shilas was the b'nei banav shel Haman. Haman was very intense. Everything he did 100%. So they took the midah and they used it for to be a malamet tinaikis. Tan Rabbanan. Gaboy tzedaka ein rishon lifrei zem izan. They stay together. Avol pyrish zel ashar v'zel achanus. That means if they're going down the aisles in the base medrash collecting, one could go in one row, one could go in a different row.
So they have
I'm not sure. Tais is not saying Apisvara. Tais is bringing a raya. The Malamdi Tinaikis are not as chashiv as Gabay Tzedaka. I don't know. The abuse that they get, you think? The Torah Tam Torah can make a kulam. At least the Malamdi Tinaikis is speaking words of Torah a whole day. So, I don't know. Matza Mois Bishuk. If collectors find money on the floor, lo yidna b'sech kisai, don't put it into your pocket. Elo nois no letech ayin kishol tzedakah, put it into the pushka. Shiyavi l'beisa yitlam v'yikaki yitlam. You take it out of the pushka and put it in your own pocket. Ki yay tzabai, ha yinoishe b'chaber imana, someone owed you 100. Upari b'shok, and he paid you in the shok, lo yidna no letech kisai, don't put it into your pocket. Elo nois no letech ayin kishol tzedakah, shiyavi l'beisa yitlam. In other words, v'chayshish, yisam nekiyah me'ashem u'mi'yisrael. A person has to be careful to be a naki, that even if he knows he's doing the right thing, he has to be clear that a Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be chayshin him. No human being should be chayshin. Tan Rabbanan. Gaboy tzedaka she'en la maniyim l'chalek. Let's say gaboy tzedaka have a lot of money, and there are no aniyim available. So what do? The money, Rashi says, if putas stay around, they decay. Part on the achayrim, they part on last. You want to change it into big coins. You don't give the change. People in the chayshish are stealing. Do it with others. You have extra food. Maichon achayrim, they ain't maichon la'atzman. Moishal tzedaka, ain't minor ice or shtayim, ela achas achas. No, full price.
Why is this on the wall? Why
don't
you put it?
If
I'm selling
it
to you for regular price, I'm changing the money I want to carry it around.
It could be that way also.
What
do you mean?
Because
it's talking about a case. This is the usual case. If there were aniyim, you wanted small change. Because you want to be able to give it to the aniyim. No. No. No, we love to ask. Why should you lose money on change? So that was not a loss. That was a normal transaction. I don't think so. Moshe tzedakah, don't count it two. Ela achas, the same thing. Feel be chayshish that you're counting two and really only counting it as one. Omer abayim ereish lo yave yosef mar atzipi debe kenishta. Originally, my Rebbe would not sit on the mats in the shul. Kivin the shamala had the tanya l'shnais lo chamashir tzahave yosef. It's not clear exactly what was bothering him about these mats. So Rashi learns that these mats were leftover tzedakah money. It wasn't needed, so they bought seats for the shul. So he yelled, "That's not right. He's spending tzedakah money on it." That's the way Rashi learns. The other Rishayim here have a different girsa. They have a tzipi de bekenishta that were put into a base medrash. It was seats from a shul, base knesses, that were put into a base medrash. So the machlokes in Sechtes Megillah. So Beis Medrash is a higher Kedusha, or Beis Knesset is a higher Kedusha. So he held that you were taking chairs from a shul and putting it in a Beis Medrash, that's a lower Kedusha, so you didn't want to sit on it. But he said, okay, according to the Dina de Gemara, you're not allowed to take chairs from a shul, let's say you make Sheva Brachos in your house. So you ask the shul to lend you the chairs or the table from the shul. I don't mean from the Simcha Hall, I mean from the shul. You now take it out, because that's Tashmish Kedusha. The tashmishim of the Beis HaKnesses. And to take it here, according to that Gerson, it would take it from Beis Medrash to Beis HaKnesses to Beis Medrash. And he held it was awesome. And certainly to take it from a Beis HaMedrash to a private house, it's awesome, except the Gabbai is mutl, l'shnais l'chama shi'irza. You get Rishus from the Gabbai. Actually, it says he's allowed to be Mishana according to Rashi Kukushal Tzedaka. Or according to this gear, see, even the Chafzei Beis HaKnesses, then it's not.
So
they could sell, the shul could, they could certainly sell it. They have a right to throw it out. Once it's thrown out, people can take it. But that's also all that the Gabbai could do it, and not a person could take it personally. Today, a lot of the shuls are privately owned, most shuls. And it could be there, it's different. If a person, it depends what the arrangement is, but if the chairs in the shul belong to the Rav who lives upstairs or something, the private chairs, so then it could be, maybe it is different.
You can make it tonight when you buy it also.
We can make it tonight. Yes. Omer Abayi, Reish Hava Ovid Mar Trei Kisi, Chad Len Yedal V'Chad Len Yedamasa. Originally I had two funds, one for the aniyim of this city and one for aniyim from elsewhere. Kivin D'Shom L'Hadam L'Shmuel Rav Techlif Bar Avdimi. So once I heard that you can make it tonight, Ovid Chad Kisa. So I started and I told people, Vasni Allah, and I made it tonight, that it's for everybody. Yunami Ovid Chad Kisa Vasni. So he did that, so I also did that. Ravashi Amar Anas Nuye Nami Loit Zerichna. I don't even have to make it tonight. Dechodikasi Adaita Didiyasi. He said, when people give tzedakah, they give it to me to do with it as I please. If they're doing it for that, then I could give it out wherever I want. Well, the mind of Baina, to whoever I want, Yabina Lay, I give it out. That's if it's given al das aniyei yircha. Rav Ashi said that by him it was not given al das aniyei yircha, right? And therefore it's mutter.
So
if
you say
aniyei yircha kaid applies. But let's say you finish giving all the aniyei yircha, you have more money. So if that money was given dafka for aniyei yircha, you can't do it. There's also one of his extra money, right? Okay, the Gemara now digresses to we had before last year, that the city has a right to make takanas. So the Gemara says, Hanu Tavchi, Tre Tavchi, the Avdi in Yana Bahadi Adadi. The butchers got together and they made a deal, the Chaman, the Avi, the Yuma, the Chavrei, the Krul, the Mashvei. They were very smart. You know what they did? Why should we both be open 6 days a week? The only two butcher shops in town anyway. I'll be open 3 days, you'll be open 3 days. We'll do the same amount of business. and will work less. Makes a lot of sense. How are they going to enforce it? So they made it tonight that if anyone is open on the Chavruta day, they're going to rip up the leather, the skins of the animals that he has. One person broke the deal, and the other one ripped up his leather, his hide of his animal. Took him to the entire. Rav said, you have to pay. Why do you have to pay? You're allowed to make takanis. Now how would you answer? You're allowed to make takanis. So why can't he rip up his leather? Huh? So just two people? That's what I would have answered. Just two people. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. He's an Adam Chashev in town. All takanas have to be passed through him. So why did the Gemara answer that they're just two people? Dr. Rush. From here we learn a din. That all the B'nai Umnis of one Umnis in town, if they're two or if they're 200, the B'nai Umnis of an Umnis in town have a right to make takonis to the B'nai Umnis. And bind it. And Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat, we pass in this way. The Chayshim Mishpat, Saif Simin, Reish Lamed Aleph, we paskin that all the members of the of one umnis in the city get together and they make a takana. It's binding on all of them. And it's clear the Rabbah doesn't mean all, he means right. His lashon is all. And he says that all of them have to get together. It's not enough one or two or three. So from there, the Achrayim Amidayik, that his kavana is right. So what? Oh, so let me say, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, two tshuvas, a Chesh Mishpat, but I think it's Nunches and Nuntes, about unions. What's a union? It's all the B'nai of one Omnis get together. So he says that there's such a kayach al pitin tyrant. If a union gets together and they declare a strike, so Rav Moshe says everybody's mechuyif to follow, to go on strike with the youth. The only thing Rav Moshe's mesupik is the following. If Rav of the B'nai HaUmnis get together and they agree to make a takana, and there's a miut that doesn't want to be a member of the union. So you have, let's say, 3/4 of the people who drive city buses join the union. Some city buses, they all join the union, but 3/4 of the people that are porters in hotels join a union, and 1/4 of them are just don't. And the 3/4, the union says, go on strike. So the 3/4, Rav Moshe says, I'll be the entire them before you have to do it. And the 1/4 that remains, Rav Moshe is mesupik. He's noita that tebuchoyev. And he says, going on strike was the first time workers went on strike that you could think of. I don't think it's in Tanakh. What? Mishnayos. Remember a strike at Mishnayos? What? Where? Klaus. Hashem Avim. Mishnah Yuma has a few, two incidents. Those who were making the Ketiris, they knew the secret of how to make the Ketiris. The only ones who knew. So they wanted a raise, so they went on strike. They stopped making the Ketiris. So it says the Chachamim tried to make it, and they couldn't figure it out. They hired them back at double the wages. It says based off Tinas were making the Ketiris, and based Garmi was it that was making the Lechem Aponim. And they were Levium. They knew the secret of how to make the Lechem Aponim, and they went on strike to get double wages, and they tried to make it without them, and they couldn't. You know, my family were Levium. My father was a baker. I begged my father, we should try to figure out how to make the lechem upon him. Mashiach is going to come. You get paid very well. There's instructions. If anybody wants to try, the Tiferes Yisrael has instructions on how to bake the lechem upon him. The tricky thing is to the shape is what's tricky. To bend in the sides, you have to bake it a little and then bend it in. I'm not sure exactly what the chokhmah is. But Anyway, that's the first strike. So Ramesha brings, that's mashma. I think the Ramah brings it also. That mashma is the dover that they're allowed to do. The Gemara doesn't say they're allowed to do it. What? They weren't cursed with one strike. It says they don't want to teach it. So there was a time on that for not teaching it. But what?
Everyone was
masked. Yeah, everyone was masked. Okay. So he says, you see, there's such a thing. I have this kasha. I didn't understand why. Even American law, and Lahavdil Torah law, the same thing. There's, in American law, if, let's say, everybody who makes one item, everyone makes bread, gets together, and they agree to raise prices. That's called a monopoly. The antitrust laws, it's against the law. Right? It's against the law for everybody. And they do it secretly, maybe, but of all the oil companies to get together and raise prices, it's against the law. It's antitrust. What? Collusion. And it's against the law. You're not, for prices, you're not allowed to get together. It's the same thing, Lahabdul and Mishnayis. Mafkiyei Sha'arim. Tipach Nafshim Shom Mafkiyei Sha'arim. If people get together and try to influence the price, so to make high prices, so that's awesome. And by wages, if everybody who works gets together to raise the wages, that's mutter. In America, it's also mutter. All the workers that, all the baker people, if all the bakeries get together and want to raise the price of bread, that's illegal. If all the people who work in the bakeries get together, they want to have boss a higher salary, and that also raises the price of bread, so that's legal. Not only is it legal, the government protects it. So why is it that way? Why is it to raise a price, Mafkiyei Sha'arim is awesome? And to raise wages, so that's Masin Akitsasa, we enforce it. I don't understand that. What? Okay. Maybe that's the reason. Or maybe because the workers are the little guys. The people who own the businesses are the richer people. Okay. You're saying because workers, worst comes to worst, you just throw them out and you get new people. And the new people are bound up in halacha. If all the b'nei nisechad, I guess once you throw them out, then they're not b'nei nisechad anymore.
That's what it means.
It's not a kinyan, it's a kayak of a lasiak tzasan, is a kayak at
sea. Maybe
what's the kinyan? Why do you need that? Why do you work off a kinyan? It's the fact that I was mocking. I did my thing. You don't need a kinyan. Shalom, don't say you need a kinyan. No, the Gemara doesn't say you need a kinyan. No, it means without a kinyan. Lasiak tzasan means to make a takana. This kayak, is it only by Jews? I don't know. The kayak of a kehila, lasiak tzasan. I don't have the guy who forced the Jews, but Jews. If we didn't go in, who have do the same for us to get together, I assume it's the same thing. It's a tikkunai. You're allowed to make it cheaper. You now make it cheaper than a fair price. Mafkiyei Sha'arim is only if you make it cheaper than a fair price. Let's say you have a business, someone's competing. So you're going to charge so little and you won't make money just to put them out of business and then you'll be the only one. That's awesome. But you're allowed to charge a lower price if it's a fair price. Right? Okay, so that you have to be done once again. So it's a hard question. I know. Torah Rabbanan. Ein mechashvin tzedaka. Now we go back to the sugi of tzedaka. Ein mechashvin tzedaka in gabay tzedaka. Like the hegdishim agizbarim. You have to trust them. Afal pishay ray ledav, azeich ledav, shenem ov layichashu esa anashim, ashidnu esa kesaf al yadam. Lo seis lo oisi amalacha, ki be'emuna heim oisim. I think we learned that Parsha Shkalim, that they set up the functioning of the Mishka, of the Beis HaMikdash, the Bedek HaBayis, that the people were trusted. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Afal Pi Sheyesh Lo La'adam Gizbar Nema Misech Beisa Yotzer VeYimne. You should tie up your money and count it. Shenema VeYetzuru VeYimnu. It's very interesting. Even though later on they trusted them, still. Amr Rav Huna. Baikin l'mezaynes v'ein baikin l'ksos. I think it's also an agadita, but it's one of my one of my favorite in Yanim. It's an agadita that has lomdis. The shaila here is what's worse, to have pain, by a lame of someone to be hungry, or to have bizyaynis, or to have shame, to have a bizayin. What is more difficult for a human being? Tsar or busha? That's the Gemara Shaila. In other words, I have a choice. I can either give somebody money to feed him, or to clothe him. He doesn't have clothing. It's a bizayin. He's going out on the street, not dressed. So I have enough money, I have a choice. Either I could give my money to a tzedakah that feeds, or to a tzedakah that clothes. So this next Gemara, we're going to have this machlaikis. What's worse, bizyaynais or otzar, which is worth busha otzar. We're going to paskin that tzar is worse than busha. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says, better to give to food than to ksus. So again, I know you have to keep up with me, but if you're keeping up with me, Rabbi Chanan has some beautiful kashas here, and there are Sameach and Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Tesvav. They have kashas, they have rayas, because Yainis are worse. But they don't ask what I would have asked. And this kasha bothers me immensely. What's worse, busha or tsar? The halacha is if you mevayish somebody, barabim, so you lose Eilam Haba. If you call someone tsar, it doesn't say you lose Eilam Haba. Or it says, Mutal shiye akal adam atzmai b'tachkif shal shalesh, b'al yal b'tarech haveri barabim. A person should better, like Tomar, better be thrown into a fire and not be mevazah someone. Doesn't say mutar shiach lahasam teish shalesh and don't call someone else tsar. So how could it be a machlekes in the Gemara? What's worse, busha or tsar? L'chayra from these two mamari chazal, which are brought lahalacha. Rather, there's a mistake when it says. I once had somebody who came to me, someone by Yisna Shul. He's very tzibrachim. He's a thinking person. He says he remembers once in camp he was mevayish somebody barabbin. He was mevayish somebody, and this was Yom Kippur time, and he was thinking about the things he did. He remembered, he said he tried to find out the person. He knows his first name, not his last name. Can't get a hold of him. Can't ask him mechila. So he told me, does this mean that all my learning, all my doubting is nothing? I'm mevayish shaykh haveri barabbin, mein lechem galam abba. What's the answer to that? Huh? So I showed him in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hamavayish mechavei b'rab me'elchelik alayim abba is haragel b'zeh." The Rambam brings all the things elchelik alayim abba. He says, "Haragel bahani," someone who does these things often, elchelik alayim abba. It doesn't mean that one time a guy has a bad day, elchelik alayim abba. The Rambam says, if you're ragel be'elu, then elchelik alayim abba. So at least it makes some of us feel a little better. That Api Arizal, every day's neshama is separate, and that day's neshama doesn't have Eilam Haba. And later on, all the neshamas are put together into one big neshama, so that's what it's missing. I mentioned that Agav, but the Kasha needs a Hesper, needs a Teretz. We're going to have a Shiloh, what's with Busha or Tzar? The Chayr Busha is the worse. And we're going to pass that Tzar is worse. So I'll tell you, I don't have a satisfactory Teretz, I have a Shtipel Teretz. If someone will have a better teretz, you let me know before tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll come back to you.